So how do you do this? Well, I'm just going to list off. Because you know what? When I first got married and we moved out to California, remember I just told you that Bonnie was standing there crying and I was enjoying critiquing John and she was enjoying the Lord? Well, did you know in that same church, Grace Community Church, that they had a program of Titus 2 ministry? And did you know one of the godly older women called my wife right after we got there and says, "Hey, I'd like you to come over for tea." Bonnie said, "Me? Yeah." She went to this huge California hillside house with this woman. It was this unbelievable house. We were staying in a cracker box apartment. It's called a step saver. That means you could sweep the whole house standing still. That's how small our apartment was. And so she went into this palace with this older woman, and the older woman got this gigantic Bible and served tea and said, "You know what? I'm a Titus 2 woman. I want to nurture you in how to love your husband." My wife says, "Well, I'm married to a pastor." She said, "Uh-huh. And you need to learn how to love him." And she began nurturing her. And so I actually got Bonnie's notes. I'm going to read them to you, and this is what we'll cover in the future. Because there were three simple attitudes this woman taught Bonnie. She had to consciously choose in her heart, that she had to pray over, and then with God's promised help, cultivate and deepen a little bit more each day. I'm just going to read these, and we'll study them in the future. Number one, she told her that she had to decide that she would make her own husband her number one most important human relationship of life over all others, including her parents, her brother, her sister, and friends. And mothers, even more importantly, your husband is to be more important than your children. In God's list of your priorities, husbands are first, verse 4 says, children are second. You got to think about that for a minute. Do you endlessly consume your schedule and your time and your calendar and everything as a wife with your children to the exclusion of your first priority, which is your husband? Verse 4 makes us think about that. Have your children, your relatives, your friends become more important than your first and highest earthly priority given by God, your husband? So decide you'll make your own husband your number one most important priority. If you're godly, God said it. You don't even have to. That's number one in verse 4. Second attitude that this woman told Bonnie: start to seek your husband's friendship and his love ahead of all other human relationships, including your friends, your relatives, and children. Almost all romance flows from closeness. This means that you make choices to set aside times to surprise your husband with wanting to spend time with him. Tell him yes. You want to go and do whatever he's interested in. That may shock him, but if you persist, it will thrill him. Men want and deeply need to have the emotional friendship of a caring, accepting, seeking, admiring, and pursuing woman in their life. If you doubt that, just ask yourself why so many men leave beautiful wives and families for less than beautiful women who chase them at work. Yes, it's to commit sin and adultery. But much adultery starts in a man seeking the admiration, the respect, the friendship, and the closeness that his wife is often showing only to her close girlfriends, her mother, her sisters, and her children, but so often not to him. God commands wives to show their husbands love they can feel. Third, finally, begin to examine your lifestyle, this woman said to Bonnie, your weekly schedule, to see if you are intentionally pursuing your husband's love, his interest, his attention. Any man will notice after a while the interest that's shined on him by an adoring woman. If you are expressing love that can be felt by your husband as a chosen way of life, then you can be sure you are becoming his best friend and you're truly loving your husband in the way that God has designed and commanded you to be. So, if you want to be vital in Christ's church, useful in God's kingdom, and rewarded at Christ's Bema seat judgment, Titus 2 contains your marching orders. And if you're married, the number one priority of life is learn to love your husband with a love he can feel.